Well, I think we did a. We took those cheap points away from most of the time. It was a couple of our silly turnovers, some bad passes that created. But the game's on the foul line. You know, you can't defend the foul line. That was 30 foul count to 19, 36 foul shots to 16. It's, you know, it's pretty hard to defend foul shots.
In a game where you pretty much had it won right up until, you know, midway through the last quarter, how much was it Jerome Randall that you just couldn't stop in the end?
Who had it won?
You had it won.
We were down halfway through the last quarter.
I mean, coming into the last quarter, I mean, you pretty much had the game dominated on the offensive glass.
It was 1 point the difference, wasn't it?
Yeah.
1 point.
But you looked like the winners all night.
Yeah, well, the first 5 minutes wasn't that good on the start of the fourth. You know, I thought we had our tempo right, our intensity was where we needed to be. You know, we had that call go against us, Casey's charge foul, that looked to me that it was 2 points, you know. And then we struggled to score. We had some open looks, couldn't make it. And, you know, they got their tails up, and obviously Randall hit the three to put it out to 10. So, disappointing, fought back, but... yeah, not to be.
What about foul count, Trev? Do you have a chat with league headquarters? Is that the sort of thing you might do?
Well, it's a waste of time. Nothing gets done. Seems to me they referee Randall differently than Casey. It's we've asked why. Maybe Casey's stronger and takes the hit to keep going. And it's just hard when, you know, two players get 23 foul shots and we're just as aggressive at the end. Nothing gets done, and Casey gets poleaxed at the end. So it's... frustrating for Casey, I know, but you know, like I said, it's hard to defend foul shots.
Jaron Johnson said you put the heat on him last time you guys were here. He hardly took a shot in the first half today. He had a lot of aggression, showed a lot of intent, pretty much for four quarters.
Yeah, I thought he was good. Yeah, came out with the aggressive mindset from the word go. The first one he hit, what a three just in front of the bench. So you know, when he's aggressive, he's good in this league. So we need him to be a little bit more.
Casey had that. He's all okay?
I don't know. I haven't heard, but he's pretty banged up. So, yeah. Look, he's tough. He gets hit a lot of the times, and he plays. He's tough. He gets through it. You know, he doesn't flop around or anything. But, you know, we've just got to be mindful what stress it does put Casey's body under. So, it'll be a good little rest for us now for the next little bit. And then, you know, New Year's Eve, we've got Hawks.
And Greg, you personally had a very good defensive game against Terence Ferguson, who didn't score for the whole game. Were you happy with your whole team's defensive efforts tonight?
Yeah, well, obviously, I think my job and Terence is just myself as a collective team effort, and I think we went away from that. I think our biggest strength is our defense. We can lead to, you know, getting those guys like Jaron and Casey out in the lane. So that was a huge focus for us leading up to the week, was to have that intense pressure and. Yeah, we just need to sustain that.
Trevor Caldwell and Jared Kenny ran into some foul trouble there. Obviously, you'll be keen to get Damian Martin back soon. Mm-hmm. How soon will you get him back?
Yeah, look, it'd be great to have him out there. You know, we've got 3 point guards, and we tried to get the rotation against Randall. You know, Corbin probably fouled a little bit too much off the ball to release that pressure. And you know, it's... We can't go along and keep doing, what, 36 fouls or 30 fouls and expect to be in the hunt. You take that out, halve that, you know, and we got to we put pressure on. Our defence was good in the half court. I thought we rebounded excellently. And, you know, it's those little things that go your way when you're up and they go against them when you're back down. So still we're heading in the right direction, which is a positive.
Trevor, league's tight. Do you think
that
Adelaide look like they're breaking away a little bit from the pack, or do you still think that it's wide open?
Yeah, what are they now?
8
on
the trot.
Yeah. Two games out for second.
So what are they, 11? 11 and what?
Yes.
Yeah, so they've got a good buffer. Normally that 14, 15 will get you into the playoffs. So they're, you know, they've set it up well. They're playing good team basketball. They're playing at a good level, and you know, they get to the foul line a lot, which is hard to defend.
Greg, did it feel like you guys had the ascendancy of the rebounds in the first half? You know, Big Matty Knight makes a difference out there. Casey was smashing the offensive glass.
Yeah, I think the one guy you're missing is Jamil. I think he has 7-0 boards, and the ones he didn't grab, he impacted as well. And look, last week we went away from that. We got embarrassed in terms of the effort level there, and to get, you know, those second chance points was huge, but I think Jamil's impact on the boards on both ends was huge.
Yeah,